Today's meeting, and I'd like to call the August 9th meeting of the ADA Board to order. And Sherry, would you begin with a roll call of board members?
Yes, I will. Mr. Wilkin?
Present.
Mr. Hughes?
Present.
Commissioner Rodell?
Present.
And Commissioner Bell?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. We have an agenda before us with two business items. As I've not heard of any recommended changes to the agenda. I'll give a moment for someone to speak up. Okay, then hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I'll make the motion.
Wilkin, second.
The motion's been offered by Commissioner Riddell. Was that Gary Wilkin with a second?
Yes.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Sherry, would you begin with a roll call of staff, please?
Yes, I will. In the room?
Bill Phelan.
Leona Hakala, Ada.
Chris Anderson, Ada.
Sherry Severson, Ada.
Mark Davis, Ada.
Jeff Sanwan, Ada.
Jerry Judet, Department of Law.
Okay, and that's all that we have in the room here.
Any staff members on the phone?
Not that I'm aware of. There are public members on the phone.
Okay. Are there any public members that are present with ADA staff?
No.
Okay. Then if we can, I noticed as people were identifying themselves, they called in that we have Ray Latcham. We have Jason Creakey, and there were a couple others. If you could identify yourselves.
Glenn Gellert.
John McGrew.
Any other members of the public that have joined us? Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. We have agenda item 5, public comments. Would any members of the public like to address the board at this time? Okay, hearing none, we'll proceed with new business. Item 6, we have new business. We have two loan resolutions, and just for mechanics, again, we have Chris, who I've asked to walk us through the loan resolutions. Today, Mark Davis is serving as acting director. So Ted Leonard is attending a Commercial Development Finance Authority conference and is in travel status. So Chris and Mark are here. We also heard the other ADA, AEA, and Department of Law staff if we have questions. And I want to remind board members that we were provided two confidential documents. And so if we need to raise questions about information in that, then we'll want to move into executive session. So I just wanted to remind us about the content of the public board packet versus some of the information about the loan. So with that, Chris, may I turn to you to describe 6A?
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Bell. This first loan participation that we have received is from Robert and Novella Larson. It is loan resolution L1302. It does come to us through First National Bank of Alaska, gross loan amount of $2,025,000, and it's a 90% participation in the amount of $1,822,500. ADA will be completing a 25-year term fixed loan on their participating interest. This is term financing for an existing retail building located in Anchorage on Abbott Road. There'll be approximately 4 jobs that will be continued that would otherwise have been eliminated, and 2 new jobs will be created as a result of the tenants occupying the property. And all of these jobs will be filled 100% by Alaska residents. The property will be professionally managed by Kurt Nading. Kurt has been in the management business up here in Alaska for many years. We'll be taking a first lien position on the property. The property was valued by Greg Wing, again, someone who has been in the valuation business for some time up here. He valued this at $2,790,000 as is, and $2,810,000 $100,000 at stabilized, which gives you a 72% loan-to-value on an as-is basis. And the debt service coverage per the appraisal is 1.41 and per the existing leases, 1.33, both of which are above our recommended debt service coverage of 1.25. We will require an assignment of leases, and we will require a roof inspection on this particular property. The reason it's before you is because of the related debt. We do have two related loans in the amount of $5,475,748, and both of these loans have been current and remain current. There's no environmental issues that we are aware of, and the strengths that we see in this proposal are the fact that it's a good location, it's professionally managed, they have, for at least retail space, long-term tenants, meaning that they're not month-to-month, and it's a 72% loan-to-value. Perceived weaknesses could be that the borrower's assets are concentrated in real estate, but that's not atypical for developers. And the owner lives out of state, but again, as I mentioned, it is professionally managed. The portfolio diversification, both for both statewide and in the Anchorage region, increases only marginally. In regards to Ada's capacity within the participation loan program, as you can see by the chart given there, we do have sufficient funds that are unencumbered that allow this transaction to transpire. So staff does recommend this particular loan request for approval.
Thanks, Chris. Before we move into any questions board members may have a motion?
This is Angela. I'll make the motion to approve the loan.
The loan resolution L1302, is there a second?
Will
come in. Second. Okay. There's a motion and a second. Are there any questions for Chris or other staff members about this? Okay. Hearing none, then let's move to a roll call of the board on this action item.
Okay. Mr. Wilkin?
Aye.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Commissioner Rodell?
Yes.
Commissioner Bell?
Yes.
The resolution passes.
Thank you. If we can move to item 6B, loan resolution 61303, and back to Chris.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Bell. This particular request is for Orcas Capital Group, LLC. It is a office warehouse building in the Diamond D Circle, which is off of Diamond here in Anchorage. Loan resolution L13-03. Again, this comes to us from First National. Gross loan amount of $2,250,000. It is a 90% participation, so our participating interest would be $2,025,000. Again, it's a 25-year fixed rate on Ada's portion. The guarantors are John McGrew and Aaliyah Russo McGrew, Glenn Gellert, Hugh Gellert, Redstone LLC, and Intrepid LLC. This is term financing to pay off a bridge loan that was used to purchase the collateral from ACS, which is Alaska Communication System, that was under a timing consideration. So it is the purchase and lease back of this building owned by ACS. In regards to economic development, the term financing does provide liquidity to the commercial real estate market in Alaska. The sale of the property will help capitalize ACS, which has employees throughout the state. It's my understanding it's just under 800 employees at this time. The management is managed by John McGrew and Glenn Gellert, who I believe are online with us. We are taking a first lien position in the property. This particular property was built in 1998. ACS will lease it back 100% on a net basis. It was appraised by Rick Richter, again, a longtime appraiser up here, in the amount of $3,200,000, 70% loan-to-value, which is under our de minimis, and a remaining economic life of 40 years. Again, this is in front of you today because of related debt. five of the six guarantors are guarantors on two other ADA loans that we recently approved in the amount of $4,306,950. They do not have payment history at this time because it is recent. The strengths that we see in this transaction are the relatively low loan-to-value of 70%, fairly well secured. The debt service coverage is 1.46. The guarantors have the financial capacity and assets to prove amply outside for financial backing, financial support, and the lease back of the property to ACS on a net basis is positive. Perceived weaknesses, the current financial condition of ACS does raise the question of long-term ability to perform on the lease. However, in the near term, this is mitigated by the sale of the wireless assets. As I said, this does recapitalize the company. And as a plan B, quite frankly, the property is well located. It can attract other tenants, as evidenced by the new sublease, at market rates as a secondary option. The portfolio diversification, again, both in Anchorage and statewide, is increases, but only marginally. In regards to loan covenants, we will require financial information on an annual basis. And as you can see again from this chart, there is sufficient financial capacity to fund this loan in the participation loan program with our targeted funding allocation. We do recommend this loan for approval. The maximum loan amount to be limited to the bridge loan payoff with up to 30 days interest plus refinancing costs, and we will be putting in place an SNDA, which is a subordination non-disturbance and attornment agreement for ACS, for the ACS lease, in a form and substance acceptable to ADA. And with that, I would recommend approval and be open for any questions.
Well, thank you, Chris. And again, before we move into any questions, may I have a motion for this resolution?
I'll move resolution number L13-03, approving the loan participation to Orcus Capital.
Lifkin, second.
Thank you. Are there any questions from board members? Yes.
Chris, this is just more so I can understand your report. Would you look at page 6 under credit information? And just so I understand, and it says at the top of the page, the borrower has no credit history or relationships. Does that mean in your report has no credit history or relationships with ADA?
Yes. Yes, that is correct.
But not.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. The when we're talking about the borrowing entity, we're talking about Orcus Capital Group, and that is true for that entity. But we have relationships with the guarantors.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Yeah, so just that distinction.
Thank you. Any other questions from board members?
Madam Chair, this is Wilson Hughes. I think, and I'd like to consult with Jerry, but I think I would need to abstain from voting. I'm CEO of the wireless company that acquired ACS's assets. ACS is a 30% owner of the company. Therefore, I could see the potential of a conflict. And I know that fouls up quorum, but I'd rather not make a mistake here.
Thank you, Wilson. And so, actually, if we can pose two questions, one regarding the disclosure of the conflict or potential conflict, and the other is we know we needed four for a quorum, but can we also be reminded on if we need a majority vote or if all four need to vote affirmatively today?
You need all four to vote.
Okay, thanks for that.
Who can help me with an opinion on the potential of a conflict?
They've got their heads together right now talking about
all
it.
All right, thanks.
This is Sherry. While they're talking, can I ask or confirm who is the second on that motion?
Gary Wilkin.
Okay.
Wilkin.
Thank you.
Well, maybe you can help me out here, Wilson, to understand your situation. You personally own stock in the entity that acquired the wireless assets? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't personally own stock in that entity. The stock in that entity is held by only by ACS and by GCI. It's just that I am employed by the entity, 30% of which is owned by ACS. ACS's success or failure and the additional capitalization would support their further livelihood, which in turn would support mine.
Go ahead. Okay, so this is Mark Davis. I'm sorry. Clarification. So you're saying potentially you could receive a financial benefit from the transaction?
It could get fairly entwined to get there, but ACS's success by continuing to create capital, one, by sale of the wireless assets, two, by sale of properties and leaseback, puts them on a better financial footing and allows them to continue to be a viable partner in the LLC that I manage.
Thank you.
While we're waiting for the other board members and for the public's sake, we do anticipate that the remainder of the board will be, there are four members seated on the board now. Three, we anticipate, will be seated, and the announcement will go out early next week. And so one option, if whether it's definitive or we're unsure, is to conduct this portion, this element of business by teleconference or something in the near future. So again, with the anticipation that we'll have an announcement next week, that could be an acceptable decision.
Chair, this is Mark Davis. Clarification. So your suggestion of a motion to continue this item until we have additional members for a quorum?
I wanted to raise that as an option for us to consider today if we think that there's either a definitive conflict or the potential for conflict. We would have to notice the meeting again. So again, there's a number of steps ahead of us, but it's a little bit more difficult with all of us in different locations. I can't see if others are concurring with that approach, or if Jerry and others are working through a recommendation.
Well, go ahead,
Gary.
Jerry, does the board get an opportunity to weigh in on this?
I certainly think you can weigh in on it, whether it's definitive or not. I mean, I don't think the board can waive a conflict that would otherwise exist. And I would say that without having the benefit of being able to research this at some length, I would say it's close enough that it makes me uncomfortable. And so postponing consideration may be the better part of valor here.
All right, thank you. This is Wilson. That would be my preference. I think we're too close to the edge without further discussion for me to feel comfortable voting.
And procedurally, we have a motion, we have a second, we have discussion, and so procedurally, would we withdraw?
I think I have to withdraw my motion, Commissioner Bell.
You can table.
You can also table the motion until there's an additional quorum.
Yeah, just table.
Why don't we, just to keep it cleaner, withdraw the motion and make a new motion to table this resolution to a future meeting?
That's a decision.
Withdraw the second.
Okay, we've withdrawn the motion. We will schedule a future meeting. And that concludes discussion of loan resolution L1303. Moving us to agenda item number 7, director comments, which first I wanted to point out that our next scheduled board meeting will be September 26th, but with today's discussion, we'll work on identifying a time that we can reconvene and publicly notice a meeting, so more information on that. And again, as we've mentioned, we anticipate additional board members being seated early next week, and we can constitute a quorum, conduct business. Are there any other director comments at this time?
The only other
comment. Oh, that's Ted's comment. Sorry, I was confusing the issue.
No,
Mark
okay.
Davis, would you like to speak as director comment?
And I just wanted to say that the chair covered it very well, and to also just add that we'll probably be having orientation for the new members. And we'll try to schedule that before we need to reschedule for the resolution on the loan that we've tabled.
Sorry, I confused the agenda. Thank you, Mark. Board member comments, agenda item number 8. Any other comments from board members?
Commissioner Bell, this is Angela. I just want to let the folks know that on September 26th is a permanent fund corporation board meeting that I'll be required to be at. So, and we're still sort of figuring out the delegations and things here. And I will let Sherry, I will let you know who will be attending that for revenue, but it will not be me.
Okay, thank you very much.
Madam Chair.
Please, go ahead.
This is Jerry. Two things. The September 26th, I'll be out of state and will participate by a teleconference, just for the record. The second thing is, what brought us to today where we had to have this teleconference in this manner? I just have a question, just for background, why did we have to do this today?
I believe that we were, and I'll let Mark and Chris add this, but that we had hoped to get these into the recent board meeting, but we weren't prepared and had agreed as a board to take up these items by teleconference. Is that, Chris or Mark, would you add more?
Chair, this is Mark Davis. That is the status of the record, yes.
Okay. So we didn't have to get some sort of a calendar date. It was just a matter of expediency to get this done three weeks earlier or 4 weeks earlier.
I think Ms. Anderson would like to add something.
Mr. Wilkin, I think that these transactions were done very, very close to our last board meeting, and both borrower and banks would have to wait almost 2 months for approval, and we felt that we would like it to happen sooner than that in order to give good service to our clients.
Oh, yes, thank you. I stand corrected. Because we're not having an August board meeting.
That's correct.
Yes, okay. Okay, thank you for that clarification. These make me a little uncomfortable, but I just wanted to understand why, and now I understand. Thank you for that. And thank you, Madam Chair.
Great. Any other questions or comments from the board?
Susan, this is Wilton. The other comment I've got is that September 26th, I'm in the air almost all the time. We've got the board meeting planned for that day, so I will miss that meeting on the 26th. If it gets moved to a different date to accommodate other reasons, that would work for me.
Thank you for that. So, Sherry, we can work, Sherry and Mark, we can work on availability of our new board members once they're identified, and again, recognizing that some people are going to have issues on the 26th, we may be polling the board.
Not a problem. I can do that.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Do you want this, Gary? Do you want to just do a quick nose count for next week? It sounds like we'll meet next week. I know that Wednesday will be a bad day for me. I'll be on the road, but other than that, available Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
And our public notice requirements are how many days, Sherry?
5 business days.
So we'll have the seating of the board members and then the public, but we can publicly notice the meeting, can't we? And then the board members being sequentially, we can work through that?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
For the record, that was Jerry, Mr.
Okay. I'm available Friday and Monday if those are the dates that where we come down.
Okay. Well, again, thank you, staff. Thank you, board members. Were there any other board comments before we conclude? I thank the public members for joining us today. And again, I think we are wanting to be sure we hold our responsibilities as board members ethically and prudently. So we'll quickly work to reschedule this. And I would look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved. So moved.
Was that Wilson with the first and Gary with the second then?
Yes, sir.
Any objection? Thank you all. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.